New York is one of the 10 cities where President Trump says Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, will conduct mass arrests this weekend. The on and off again threats are creating lots of fear and confusion in the city's immigrant communities and beyond. Joining us now to explain what may or may not happen is Telemundo 47 investigative reporter Pablo Gutierrez. Pablo, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So yesterday, the NYCLU filed a lawsuit to stop ICE from deporting any immigrants they arrest just because they missed a court appearance. Who would this lawsuit help? In other words, which immigrants do you believe ICE is targeting?
If we look at this ICE operation, this is targeting individuals who have been issued an order of deportation in absentia.
Okay.
So what that really means is that for some reason they did not show up in court and the judge ordered them to be deported. Now, what the ACLU is doing with this lawsuit is basically looking at how those deportation orders in absentia were generated.
Mm-hmm.
So what we know is that many of these cases, the immigrants did not receive what are called NTAs, notice to appear. They did not receive them for many reasons. The agency has a history of sending these NTAs to wrong addresses.
Wrong dates.
So there's a myriad of situations, and that's why some of these immigrants never received that notice and basically didn't know that they had to be in court.
And we keep hearing of mass raids and millions of immigrants at risk. How realistic is it for ICE to arrest that many people?
Well, they don't have the personnel to do it. Obama administration, the most that they deported in 1 year was over 800,000 immigrants. And that was one of the largest amounts. But we saw the tweet back in June 17 from President Donald Trump saying that millions would be deported. That is not realistic because they do not have the manpower to do that.
About how many immigrants do you believe are targeted for arrest here in New York?
So if we look at the rocket docket, that's what they're going by. These are cases that have been expedited for deportation. Here in New York, we have 1,521 families in that rocket docket. 1,471 of them have removal orders. Now, out of that number, we know that 1,327 were ordered to be deported in absentia.
Now, how does ICE normally conduct arrests here in New York? Is it unusual for agents to arrest many people at a time?
One of the things that we know from previous operations is that they would go into the address where, let's say, an immigrant resides. And many times they start questioning other people there. This is what they call collaterals.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of taking maybe one person, they end up taking four or five. And since this operation has been so publicized, a lot of community groups think that they might not find the immigrants that they're looking for, but they're going to rely on the collaterals to boost up those numbers.
Now, New York is a so-called sanctuary city, which means police and the local government limits its cooperation with ICE. Are immigrants here any safer than they would be elsewhere in the U.S.?
In reality, we know that when a person is arrested and they're undocumented, sooner or later, federal authorities are going to find out that they've been arrested. And that is due to the way that crimes are reported, the fact that they go to the state and then they go to the federal agencies. So while there are many provisions to prevent cooperation between local police department, the NYPD and ICE, in reality, immigrants are still a target here in New York City for this type of arrest, basically because immigration, it's federal law. So they can go in there and they can try to get these people.
Pablo Gutierrez is an investigative reporter who covers immigration for Telemundo 47. Pablo, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Richard.